how do I approach my spouse who's dealing with some depression issues that he blames on just marriage alone, when I know that may be part of it, but it's not all of it either.
Yeah. Okay. I understand your question, and I'll share with you a couple ideas that I think might be helpful. First of all, the direct and literal answer to your question is you approach your husband in the same way that everybody else is approaching their husband or wife. In other words, the whole program is an answer to your question. You don't need to change or modify anything because your husband is dealing with depression. That's not a factor or a variable, in my opinion, that changes how you go about reconciling your marriage. Let me explain why. There's a couple of reasons. The truth is you already alluded to one of them, and that is that a lot of people, not 100%, but a lot, I would say much more than the majority of people that are dealing with depression and a broken marital situation are not clinically depressed, chemically depressed. They don't need, in most cases, medication. They're depressed because their marriage is broken. They're depressed because the primary relationship in their life is in ruins. And when our marriage is in ruins, we feel depressed. I mean, don't all of you feel, to some extent, depressed about your marital situation? And that's such a big part of our life that when our marriage is broken, it's difficult, it's painful, it's depressing. So, again, not 100%, but a vast majority of the people who are dealing with depression and broken marital situations are dealing with what I would call circumstantial depression. The depression is not a clinical problem. It is a problem of circumstances, that namely the circumstances in their marriage. I also want to add to that that have you ever met anybody that was deeply connected to their spouse and also depressed? I haven't, and my guess is that you haven't either. And the reason for that is because there is an inverse relationship between connection and depression. And the reason why a person feels depressed in most cases is because they lack a deep, profound connection with another human being in their life. Now, sometimes the depression that a person is dealing with will have started even before the marriage, but that could be because they lack the deep, profound connection to anybody else before the marriage either. In other words, they weren't connected to their mom, they weren't connected to their dad, they lacked connection. And so sometimes people think that, sometimes, in my opinion, incompetent professionals even say to clients that, you know, I don't think there's really anything you can do about your marriage until your husband deals with his depression. I think that's ironic, because the suggestion there is that the depression is leading to, the depression is leading to the marital problems. But I think that's ironic. I think the flow goes the other way. It's the marital problems or crisis that very often leads to the depression. It's the lack of connection between husband and wife that can easily lead one of them or both of them to feel depressed. And so the greatest thing that you can do for your marriage is the same thing as the greatest thing you can do for your spouse that's struggling with depression, which is to reach out to them in all the ways that I'm teaching and try to forge a deeper connection with them. And the more successful you are at doing that, the more likely it is for him to emerge from his depression. Now, you point out that there's also some personal problems going on in other areas of his life that might be contributing to that depression. Okay, I hear that. But, you know, have you ever been in a time in your life when you're deeply in love but nothing else is going well? I mean, I don't know about you, but the people that I speak to that have been there, the times in my life when I might be able to relate to that a bit, I'm not depressed. If I've got love, if I've got connection, the whole world could be falling apart, but I'm okay. On the other hand, if my marriage is falling apart, everything else could be going wonderfully, but I could be quite depressed. So, Jenny, I would encourage you to diligently employ the principles and practices that I'm teaching, and I suggest to you that they perfectly apply to a situation that deals with depression. Not only do they apply, but it's the greatest thing you can do to help your husband with his depression.